Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and happy 2013 to everyone on Audio Boo. So, it's the 3rd of January now. I've done one night shift, and one night shift alone. My shift pattern was nicely broken up by the New Year period, and I only had to do one night. But that one night did give me a chance to catch up on my 4-day backlog of Audio Boos, and I'm totally up to date now. I've just listened on my way into town to a few boos from this morning, to Mac, to Paul O'Mahony, and to Top Gold. But it's got me thinking again about something I mentioned in my last boo, my review of 2012, and it was the friendship and how friendships change over the years. And for me, I mentioned the fact that the people that I'd gone to school with, I no longer talk to, a very select few, not select, but you know what I mean, a very small amount of people that I went to school with, I still speak to. A few of them I'm connected with on Facebook. And I was talking to my friend Jay, who is one of these people that I speak to every day that I've known for about 20 years. And we were talking about the levels of friendship and I suppose the perceived friendship of things like Facebook. We were saying that you've got perhaps one connection on there that if you saw them in the street, you'd just say hello to, and that'd be it. There's another level of people that you would say hello to, but you'd feel obliged, or you would stop and say, oh, hello, how are things, and how the family been, etc., etc., and arrange to perhaps meet up for a drink, but both perhaps knowing that it's probably never going to happen. And then the third level of people that you speak to every day. Excuse me, I just had to pause you there. I had to take a swill of coffee because my throat was getting a bit blocked. So it got me thinking, like I say, about friendship and the fact that over maybe about the last 5 years, I've noticed that the friends that I've had throughout my teens and throughout my like early 20s, we spent every living moment together, and now we've all settled down. Most of us have got kids and houses and work commitments, etc., just get in the way of like friendship time. And I suppose that's when the true friendships really, really shine through, the ones that you stay in contact with. And I think of my friends that I've known over the years, I've only really stayed in contact with around about 4 or 5 of them. And a while back there, I was getting quite disheartened with the fact that that was the way it was going. The rewind the clock around about 5 years and we were on trips to Scotland, to the Lake District, and we were going out socialising, and the camaraderie was excellent. And it kind of, not depressed me, but it disheartened me a little bit, thinking, is this the way life's going now? But then I decided to use Twitter a lot more. And Twitter has been an excellent tool of making new friends. As I said on my last boo, I met my friend Andy, who I go walking with in the Peak District, and we're actually going a walk tomorrow. And there are people like Pilgrim Chris. And Chris and I, he won't mind me telling you that we've been talking over these last couple of days on the phone, and we've arranged an epic Scottish walking adventure that hopefully is going to be taking place in April. So I owe Twitter quite a lot, really. This transitional period where I thought that I was losing the grip of my friendship with people and it was kind of getting me down a little bit, I've realised now that I suppose that's just growing up, and it's something I've had to come to terms with. Because as I said, it was kind of getting me down a little bit, that the fact that I thought, well, this is it then. Is this the days of adventure with friends over? Am I going to be just going off on my own and doing things? But no, thanks to Twitter and thanks to Audio Boo, I've met a great community of people. And as Pilgrim Chris said on one of his boos the other day, that it's great, it's a great tool Twitter is for finding people that have got similar interests to you. And I also agree with him when he spoke about Audio Boo and about the fact that the community that we seem to have got involved with here is such a diverse group of people. I'm a regular guy with a regular job, and you've got excellent people. Well, documentally, Paul O'Mahony, excellent communicators that I like, kind of look up to, really. And it's been a great tool for me, Twitter and Audioboo. And it's made me realise that you can make new and lasting friendships on these social networks. And it's not all throwaway people putting status updates on Facebook about the fact that they've been given a brand new pink toaster. Okay, I'll leave it at that for now. But one of my aims, not a resolution, we don't use that word, one of my aims for 2013 is to become a better communicator and a better conversationalist. And one of the ways that I'm going to do that is by getting more involved with the conversation on Audioboo. Okay, so I'll speak to you all again soon, and hopefully Chris and I will be meeting up soon to tell you more about the trip that we've got planned. Okay, speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.